we're back on the Refs Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. It is your local sports fix. We've got you until 6. And we're tapping into the Brinker's Jewelers hotline from Indiana Sports Beat. Jim Coyle is here on the Ref. Hey, Jim, how we doing?
Man, it is always great to be with you, Brian, and a pleasure as well this time as big week coming up, man. Lots of big games.
Very big week, and some would say the biggest week of the college football season for IU, and top 10 team in the Hoosiers going toe-to-toe with yet another top 10 team in the Oregon Ducks. It is a battle between 3 and 7. So, I know that IU being the road team, IU being the lesser-ranked team, they're going to be the underdogs. They certainly have an opportunity here to turn some heads. What's it going to take for them to pull off this upset?
They're going to play a very, very clean football. That means no penalties, no turnovers. You're going to need to force some turnovers. You're going to have to get some defensive stops. And your offense is just going to have to rise above what your talent, because they're playing against a team that could be the best team in the country. We don't know. Oregon could be the eventual national champion. Hell, it could be Indiana. We don't know that either. I truly believe that the big three in the Big Ten, and that is Indiana in that group, Oregon and Ohio State, I think that they might. You got to throw Miami in there, but they might be the best teams in the country. Now, we have to wait to see how Indiana performs against Oregon, but just because they haven't been thought of that way by everybody else, who cares? Because the beginning of the AP poll at the start of the preseason had Texas number one, Penn State number two, and Clemson number four,
yeah.
And those teams are not even in the freaking poll anymore. So we don't know. We really don't. And so we do know that Oregon's a hell of a team. And playing in Eugene is a very difficult chore. It holds about the same as Memorial Stadium in Bloomington, but the noise, it's kind of like the assembly hall of college football. It's a bowl, and it is built into a hillside, a mountainside. So the noise stays in. It's much louder. Indiana's going to have to deal with that. And they're not an audible team. Talked about that. Someone asked Coach Cignetti about that in his presser this week and just said, that's not who we've ever been, really, an audible team, which I was surprised at a little bit, because you get into those situations that I saw happen at Iowa where it was unbelievably loud. They had a 4th-and-1 call, and I think it was the second time they went for it on 4th down, man, and they just had the box stacked, and it was the wrong call, but there was no audible to audible out of to check to another play, which probably would have easily gotten the first down. But that's one of the concerns that I have about that, because it's going to be a loud, loud environment. They played in that at Oregon, but this is different because you're playing a much better team.
Now, Jim, we know what's at stake for both of these teams. Should IU fans going into this game feel any more comfortable than they did, say, last week before what happened with Penn State and UCLA? Just transitive property here. The Oregon win against Penn State in overtime in Happy Valley, it looked really impressive until Penn State lost to, well, let's face it, a terrible UCLA team this past weekend. So should that alleviate any concern, any stress, or at least in part for IU fans?
As far as what? For making the college football playoff?
Well, no, just for this week and thinking, okay, well, Oregon just barely beat the team that lost to UCLA.
No.
We should have a better chance.
No, I don't think you could compare that, because of the environment. Penn State, you have 100-something thousand crazy people, and that was just a nutty environment. But for Oregon to win that game, man, that's tough. Because when Indiana goes to Penn State, I know it was embarrassing and the most shocking loss of the season, and it probably will be all year. That won't change the fact that when Indiana goes there, it's going to be a tough game. Penn State is a much better team than that. They got caught with their pants down, and boy, they just couldn't come out of it. But to answer your question, no, I think they have to focus on the fact that they're playing Oregon at Oregon, and not that they're not beatable. Sure, they are. But you have to do what you have to do to make that happen. And that's going to be incumbent upon Indiana, whether it's the offensive line doing their job, to make sure that this running game gets going, because Indiana has to be able to run the ball against Oregon to be successful. And if they can do that, then that'll change things. They did an okay job against Iowa, but they need to average 4 yards a carry, Brian. If they can average that plus the throwing game, now they have a chance to beat Oregon.
Again, Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat here on WREF on the Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. You can always check out more Jim Coyle on Indiana Sports Beat from 1 to 3 every single weekday right here on WREF, talking all things Hoosier football. We've got him here to talk about the upcoming game on Saturday. You're going to hear it on WREF, 2:30 Central, IU versus Oregon. And like you said, the run game is going to be paramount for the Hoosiers. I want to get back to that in a second, but first, let's talk about this defense getting a major boost, because they're going to get D'Angelo Pons back in this game. At least that's what Kurt Cignetti expects. I know he missed the Iowa game. He had the bye. He's back. What is the importance of Pons back in the lineup for the Hoosiers?
It's huge. He's an All-American. He's a leader back there, and especially in a game like this where you have to watch Dante Moore, the quarterback for the Ducks, throwing the ball or running the ball. And he's slippery. He's a heck of an athlete. He's a heck of a quarterback. Oregon is up there in the statistical categories like Indiana is, and they have a very good offense. They are tough. They have a very big offensive line. So the holes are going to be open. The secondary probably going to be involved in more tackles this week, in addition to doing their job covering the passing game. So it's critical. You have to have everything to go into a game like this to have a chance to win. You have to have all the guys, and having D'Angelo Pons back is crucial for that.
Again, talking about IU, you mentioned, let's go back to the offense now. You mentioned how this team has to average 4 yards per carry. And yeah, that is, at least sounds like a nice little benchmark. To do that without Lee Beebe, though, again, he's out for the year, that could be a little bit more difficult. How do you expect them to accomplish what you're saying they need to accomplish? 4 yards per carry. I know they've gotten by without Beebe so far. They won the Illinois game despite him not being there. They won the Iowa game despite him not being there. But Oregon feels like they need an all-hands-on-deck approach. So to accomplish a lot in the run game without Beebe, that could be tough.
Yeah, but they've gotten Kobe Martin, who has stepped in and stepped up, rushing for over 100 yards twice. So they still have a three-headed monster attack in that backfield with Kalon Black and Roman Hemby. So, and Indiana is number 5 in the country in rushing offense. So they're doing pretty, pretty well. They are averaging overall 6 yards per carry in all the games. And with 11 rushing touchdowns, almost 270 yards a game, Oregon not too terribly far behind at number 11. They also average nearly 240 yards a game on the ground and over 6 yards a carry. So these teams are very similar. They are very evenly matched from passing. You've got completion percentage. And a completion percentage, the Big Ten has 7 of the top 13 quarterbacks. And Oregon comes in at number 10 with 73% completion. Indiana is number 9 at 73% completion. So these teams are evenly matched right down the line. Rushing offense, passing offense, defense. That is going to – I still think the defense is going to be the difference in this game. Who can stop whom?
Again, Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat is here on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Brinker's Jewelers can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lloyd Expressway in Evansville, tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. ESPN.com, talking about IU and Oregon, the game in college football for this weekend. Of course, we'll have the action on WREF at 2:30, top 10 matchup between two undefeated teams. And I do want to ask you about Oregon, because you know, we're talking all about IU and what their offense can do and what it means to have Pons back. And of course, Pons back just in the nick of time to face maybe the Heisman frontrunner in Dante Moore. How good is this quarterback? I know you're saying that these teams are evenly matched. I know that Fernando Mendoza, he's a Heisman candidate in his own right, but this kid Moore, he's the odds-on favorite right now.
Yeah, and that's going to change week to week. I mean, what was it, last week or week before last, it was Fernando Mendoza as the betting favorite after he just exploded in Indiana, annihilated number 9 Illinois, and then he had a bye week, and so out of sight, out of mind. But he's going to rise back and forth as well, because it may not be this game, but then they play Michigan State after that, UCLA, Maryland. He's going to pile up some stats. But Dante Moore is a legit Heisman candidate. What a great matchup this is. We've got Kurt Cignetti and Dan Lanning, two of the biggest names in college coaching. Fernando Mendoza, Dante Moore, two of the Heisman Trophy leaders. And you get best defenses, best offenses. This is probably the best, literally the best game of the season so far. You forget about all those crappy polls that were so wrong that didn't have the teams right. These teams are good. Their stats are bearing it out. Indiana and Oregon both are two of the top teams in the country. They're in the upper category of virtually every statistical category on both sides of the ball. And you've got to have a great quarterback to do that. And Dante Moore is younger. I think he is, was he just a sophomore?
Yeah.
I think such an athlete, man. And that's something that Indiana is going to have to be weary of. They haven't played against a guy like Dante Moore this year that has that kind of talent. So that comes back. You asked about D'Angelo Pons and those guys, his whole crew. They're going to have to watch, you know, passing game and him running, because he is dangerous in both ways. So it's just a great matchup. The Heisman Trophy odds at FanDuel right now do place Moore as the current favorite at -500, but Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza, he's fifth. So yeah. We've got, it's like I said, it's going to change back and forth in the current Big Ten passing stats. Mendoza leads with a passer rating of 198. While Dante Moore is currently fifth at 183, they're just so close. If this was on a neutral field, this would be an amazing game. I still think it's going to be a great game, but boy, would I love to see this on a neutral field.
Yeah, and you know what? We might see it on a neutral field in the college football playoff if these two teams meet deep into the playoff. That's what we're going to get, and certainly looking forward to seeing that, because both of these teams, regardless of what happens this weekend, they're going to be playing some big, bigger games later on in the season. Seems pretty clear that IU has a very, very clear path towards the college football playoff. So does Oregon. Hey, Jim, I've got one more question for you about this matchup, and I don't normally ask this question. I feel like usually it would be a silly question, but because you have illustrated how clearly this matchup is so even, I'm going to ask you, who's got the coaching advantage? Dan Lanning, one of the best coaches in college football. Kurt Cignetti, he's taken the nation by storm. He's flipped this program on an immediate 180. So I'll ask you, who's the better coach?
Well, I can't say who's the better coach, but I will say who's been the most successful, and that's got to be Dan Lanning. He's got another team that is looked at as potential national champion. But the thing is, we don't know if Indiana's not in that same category. And we just don't know about these teams until they played this many games. We're starting to see that. But Dan Lanning has definitely had the success. He has had Oregon at near the top of the standings year in and year out here for the last several years, multiple quarterbacks. They've done a phenomenal job. They've got great resources. Let's don't forget that. They are a huge benefactor of Phil Knight and Nike and all that stuff. So you've got to consider that. That goes a long way in building things. But you know, success is what it is. You know, your record is, you are what your record says you are. And Dan Lanning's record is pretty damn good in a big-time game. Indiana's got a chance to get there, and Kurt Cignetti has a chance to put himself on that same level.
The Hoosiers back in action off of a bye. The Ducks coming off a bye as well. Oregon, the reigning Big Ten champions, and Indiana made the college football playoff just as the Ducks did a season ago. Both teams got one and done, but it's a new year. These two teams are top 10 in the AP poll, and both are primed for a run into the college football playoff again. But this game could be a big decider in who gets the Big Ten championship for this year. There's so much to unpack. So happy we could have Jim Coyle from Indiana Sports Beat to help us unpack it right here on WREF on the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Jim, thank you so much. You're the man. I've got one more question for you, okay? I know we were talking about this before we went on the air. We're talking about football because it's football season, but IU alum Victor Oladipo making some noise in the NBA preseason, playing for his Chinese team and coming over to San Antonio and turning some heads, 20 points against the Spurs last night. So how you feel about Oladipo back in the league? You think he belongs?
Yeah, well, we'll have to see. He suited up Monday night, like you said, for I can't even say the name of the team, Ganzhou Loom Lions.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
They can get him against the Spurs, but man, he's going to get looks, because when you perform, people, they don't care. If you can win, if they think you can help them win, it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what your past is, come on. And so he may have a shot to find his way back, which would be a hell of a comeback.
I love it. I'd love to see him back in the league. I think he belongs. Again, that's Jim Coyle. More on IU on his show. When it comes to Hoosier sports, you got to go to Indiana Sports Beat 1-3 every single weekday right here on WREF. Jim, again, thank you so much for the time.
Always a pleasure, man. You guys have a great weekend.
And again, the Hoosiers and the Ducks go toe-to-toe at 2:30 right here on WREF. With that, we take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to The Ref's Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan on 97.7. Listen to TheRef.com and the WREF mobile app.